This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I told him the first time I heard one of his clips, I was downloading it on Napster, which made all of us feel really young.
Yeah, that's that, and that made me laugh just to hear the word Napster. I started thinking American Pie. that's how old that was. So yeah, what's funny is that I met my wife here in Cleveland, and the first movie we have ever went to see was like American Pie 2, I believe. And so that even brought more memories to me. So we're joined. We're together.
I'm just thinking of Frank Caliendo on a date night.
That's gotta nothing be like what bizarre. Nothing like the segue you're trying to get into. It's not Morgan Freeman going, yes. Well, then he moved his arm across her, putting his arm around her, understanding that sooner or later they would begin to lock lips. No, I'm married. We don't even kiss anymore.
When did you figure out you could do this?
What is this? You want to define that?
What your art, what you do.
You know, I did a lot of it as a kid and stuff like that. I grew up playing sports. So I wasn't – a lot of the people that I run into had a lot more theater background and stuff like that. I watched In Living Color and Saturday Night Live and those types of things. But I was a catcher, and I used to – behind the plate, I would just talk to the batters. So if people were up, I'd just start making conversation with them, make the umpires laugh. You know, they call a ball. I'm like, are you sure? And they'd be like, are you questioning me? Like, that's my job. And we'd just crack up, and we'd have a repartee, so to speak. I did some of the characters kinds of stuff back then. Like, I was watching In Living Color, I think, when I was in high school about the time. I would do the Damon Wayans type of characters, you know. So those types of things when I was better, or the fire marshal, Bill, let me show you something. So we'd be doing that type of stuff, and that's where I honed my skills, I guess. But it wasn't until I graduated from University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I went to Parkside, University of Wisconsin-Parkside. I was going to play baseball there, but realized soon that I was a decent hitter, but I was a zero-tool player. Is that that's not very good, right?
If Indians have a few of those right now.
Right. So I was just a tool. I was just a tool. So a couple of my friends ended up getting drafted and stuff like that. But so I realized that, hey, I'm going to concentrate on school. Then I moved over to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, took some broadcast journalism classes, and that's what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to be like an anchor on a sports show, but then I realized I don't have the memory retention you need to have these stats, so I just started doing more voices and just started playing with that more and more and more, and the Madden thing took off. And, you know, it's funny because it started out with Summerall and Madden. Summerall, people thought, was better than the Madden. I do that to the 20. To the 25, there's a flag on the. Could you imagine? There's no way you could do play-by-play like Pat Summerall did in the 80s now. Like, all you're doing is talking during the game. And he didn't even use full sentences. So it's amazing to see how that, the art of that. I'm pretty good friends with Joe Buck and some other people, Tarico and some of those guys that. Well, wow, that has evolved as well and become. I mean, go back and look at some of the old graphics on some of the old games, like the Chirons that come up. Uh-huh. I don't even know what the term. Is that, you guys know what Chirons are? But I don't know if the audience knows those. Like, you know, the little strips that would come up, and it looked like somebody just typed something right onto the screen, as opposed to cool looking graphics. Remember when the Fox robot came around, people were like, what is this? And now everybody's got the Cletus type of character or something that's branding their sports broadcast. So that's pretty surreal to think about.
Frank Caliendo with us on the show, in studio. How do you put together your show? Because the reason I ask is because we've had impressionists in the studio before. And what would you say, Lyman? It took about 2 minutes to figure out that's all I could do. Was impressions, and yeah. I've listened to your, I've heard your stand up, I've seen it, and you weave stories in between.
And like, I've gotten better at that. That's part of what I've been working on.
It's very impressive.
I used to go out there and just do the impressions. And there was some stories, and there was a setup and punchline and that to it. But then I wanted to get people to know a little bit more of me. We had talked about some podcasts out in the hall and stuff like that. And I realized the people who are doing really well in podcasts and so that you get a feeling of who the person is. And you got some of that from the characters from me. When I'm doing John Gruden, I'll tell you what, there's a little piece of me in there, man. I'll tell you, I don't want to tell you what piece, but there's a piece, you know what I'm talking about? So it's, but telling the story of John Gruden, and part of this is getting to be around people more. John Gruden texting me 3 o'clock in the morning, which was in I was in Phoenix, but 3 hours later, it was in Tampa time at the time where he was living at that time. He's texting me at 6 a.m., which I think was lunch for him in between, tape sessions. But he's like, I just got done doing a commercial where I did an impersonation of you. So I'm getting that at 3 in the morning from John Gruden, and I'm thinking, first of all, what commercial is it? And then I'm going, do I have the guts to text him back? Because he scares the living daylights out of me. So, and then I had a story last year where I actually went and talked the Raiders came. I live in Phoenix, and the Raiders came to play in Phoenix last year. And I got a text from the guy who is the right hand man, Gruden's right hand man. I always have to go. His name's Jeff Leonardo. They've actually done articles and stuff about him. I always have to go through the Ninja Turtles to remember his name. It's Leonardo. So, cowabunga, dude. So he texts me. John wants you to come and do some stuff for the team. So I go and I'm talking to the team. First thing I ask is, like, does John swear a lot? They're like, nah, he doesn't really swear a lot. I hear him from outside the room. He's like, F this, man. We're going to F and go out there. And he's just saying all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, he swears a little bit. So I go in and I start out like that too. The guys are just laughing like pretty hard. Derek Carr is, I've known Derek for a while because I did a quarterback camp with Gruden and him when Derek was right before he'd been drafted. I'm like, there you are, Derek Carr, man, front row. I'll tell you what, man. Got your trapper keeper out. What do you got on the front of that trapper keeper? You got a collie on there, man? Because I'll tell you what, you're a good dog, man. That's okay. So I'm doing Gruden. He's cracking up. The team's going crazy for it. And Gruden's like, do somebody else, man. I'm like, no, this is working right now, man. You see how big these guys are? These guys are incredible, man. So I did a little Stephen A. Smith. I'm like, I'm incredulous to this entire situation. That goes over well. I go back to the Gruden. I'm done. They win that game. I start getting texts. When can you come back, man? That was awesome. Like, we need you every game. I'm like, I need a paycheck every game that I can do. I don't mind. It's a cool story for once, but you're getting paid $10 million a year, man. That's pretty good right there.
It is great.
I want to ask, we're going to have Michael Irvin on. We're going to do a very serious, hard-hitting interview with Michael Irvin. I want Frank to sit in on the interview, but should we have Frank be Frank and ask Michael Irvin questions? Or should we try to trick Michael Irvin with everybody in the studio?
I don't want to insult you. I know. Do you hate being asked to do impressions all the time?
Oh, no. I'm trying to sell tickets for Hilarities this week. So
I'll be there this weekend.
I'm a whore, guys. I don't know if you'll trick. I do worry about trying to trick the guys. If you let them in on it, they have more fun with it sometimes because they're like, or be like, what's going on right here? You know, it's like that kind of a thing. If I start doing mooch hands, which would work for you guys. Because Steve Mariucci, you ever watch him? He starts talking about, we're going to go down. He starts doing Chris Farley. Doesn't even know it. Like, he'll be like, we're going to go, and we're living in a van down by the river over there. That's how I used to do it, man. So,
all right. Well, can
no, can you guys wrap please. It up? Because somebody's either doing, there's a helicopter sign.
I just gave the wrap-up sign, but it was to Ken, not you.
I'll tell you what.
We got the traffic copter coming soon, so.
Well, let's, Frank.
Hilarities on, let me get some huge plugs in here.
Yes.
Tremendous plugs. I forgot where I was.
Hilarities
on
the
18th. Right now I forgot where I was.
Yeah.
At Hilarities, pickwickandfrolic.com. The show is Tuesday only, one show, and there are probably 25 tickets left. So they'll be gone by the end of the day.
I'm looking at the website, frankcaliendo.com. So you can get them from the website?
Frankonstage.com will bring you directly there.
Frankonstage.com will take you directly there. Okay, can you stay?
Yeah.
All right, Michael Irvin going to join us next. It might get a little weird, but we're going to interview Michael Irvin with Frank Caliendo in studio next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.